news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Michael Flynn, Michael Cohen, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, Alan Weisselberg, George Nader, Elliot Broidy, George Papadopoulos, and now Tom Barrack. All of them are Trump associates who've been charged with crimes since the former guy took office in January of 2017. The latest of the bunch, Tom Barrack. He was arrested Tuesday in Los Angeles on charges of acting as an unregistered agent of the United Arab Emirates. Barrack, a longtime Trump friend who led the former guy's 2017 inaugural committee, also is accused of lying to federal investigators. He was indicted on 7 counts by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn. The counts say that Barrack, a former employee and an Emirati businessman, worked under the direction of senior UAE officials to influence Trump policies and public opinion to advance that country's interests. A spokesperson said Barrack is, quote, not guilty and will be pleading not guilty. After a year's postponement and months of uncertainty, the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics are underway. And yeah, there's still the 2020 Olympics, even though it's 2021. So organizers in Japan have spent months preparing for 11,000 athletes from over 200 countries and thousands of journalists to arrive. This as the country struggles to rein in its new coronavirus outbreaks. As a precaution, no spectators will be allowed at any of the Olympic events. This is devastating on a number of fronts, most notably economic. The lack of domestic spectators alone could cost Japan's economy $1.3 billion. In the first matchup, the host Japan, which is ranked number 2, beat 8th-ranked Australia 8-1 in women's softball. The top-ranked U.S. beat Italy in the second game of a triple header, but the U.S. women's soccer team was also among the first to play on Wednesday morning. They lost horribly 3-0 to Sweden, ending the U.S. team's 44-match winning streak. So the IOC pressed ahead with the games despite questions about whether that was wise in a country suffering yet another surge in COVID infections. Japanese authorities at the last minute scrapped plans to allow domestic spectators and now say the games could still be canceled. Meanwhile, a new Olympic host city has been announced. Brisbane, Australia will be the home of the Olympic and Paralympic Summer Games in 2032. Among all the other disturbing news, here's more. Federal data released Wednesday showed that COVID-19 reduced life expectancy in the U.S. by a year and a half in 2020, and the loss doubled for Black and Hispanic Americans. Overall, the U.S. life expectancy suffered its biggest one-year decline since World War II, according to the Associated Press. Health officials said that the COVID-19 pandemic is to blame for the vast majority of the fall, but drug overdoses and increasing homicides also contributed. So this news of the decline in life expectancy here in the U.S. came the morning after the director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said in a Senate Health Committee hearing that the highly infectious Delta variant is now responsible for 83% of new U.S. cases. Of course, new infections have been rising, especially in areas with low vaccination rates, although infections and deaths remain, thankfully, far below their winter peaks. But a new push for the people who've not yet been vaccinated is on. As Dr. Walensky said,
this is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Now on to the Senate, where on Wednesday, according to the timetable set by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, they're scheduled to vote to open debate on the BIF, the so-called Bipartisan Infrastructure Framework. Now, all this vote is to open debate. It's a procedural vote to get around the filibuster, but to open debate. But the group of senators working on the text claim they're so close to finishing the outline of the legislation that they want the vote delayed until Monday. I guess we'll find out somewhere around 2:30 Eastern time when the vote is scheduled to be held. And finally, I will not end this What's News report with a fawning story about the billionaire's big dick contest, space race. Instead, I will tell you that while Jeff Bezos spent, I don't know how many billions of dollars on a quick joyride up into the air and then back down again, the former Mrs. Bezos, Mackenzie Scott, donated $5.88 billion to the COVID crisis and another $4.1 billion to schools for Black, Brown, and Indigenous people. That's what you do with an obscene amount of money. Just saying. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.